Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Advent Carol service. We begin this season of preparation for the birth of our Saviour with a service of readings and hymns. And we're very grateful this morning to our technology team for extracting some recordings of our choir and congregation. If you were with us in church last Sunday, you'll remember that it was designated as a gift day for our diocese, with 80% of the total raised going to support a local project. With that regard, we are going to be partnering here in St. Finian's with the Craiga Community Association, who will be running food deliveries and social events for those who are very isolated in our local community. 10% of the total raised will go to our partner diocese of Maridi in South Sudan, and 10% will go to church planting projects, helping to plant churches in areas where people have got disconnected from the church for various reasons. People who are in a position to do so can contribute to the gift day by giving electronically to the parish account. The reference should be gift day, then your envelope number and surname, and all of the information is on the screen. And we hope that once we get back to in-church worship, we will have envelopes in the pews which can be used for the gift day, and that fund remains open until the end of the year. Our notices for the week to come: this Wednesday evening, instead of Thursday, our prayer meeting will take place at 7 o'clock over Zoom. All the details are there on the screen for you. And Thursday sees the first of our midweek Advent services. The service will be live streamed, and we are running a series over the three Thursdays in December where we are going to invite lockdown heroes to come and speak for us in the church. Our first speaker is Dr. David Varney, who is the lead pastor of Foundation Church Belfast and a medical doctor. Next Sunday, our service is called Blue Christmas. It will be live streamed at 11 o'clock, and it's a service of music and reflection for those who find this time of the year particularly sad and difficult for all sorts of reasons. But I wanted to begin our Advent Carol service today by just saying a few words about Advent. For those unfamiliar with the word or the ideas that accompany this season, Advent is a season of expectation and preparation as the church prepares to celebrate the coming, Adventus, of Christ in his incarnation. And it also looks ahead to his final advent as judge at the end of time. The readings, liturgies and music not only direct us towards Christ's birth, but they also challenge the modern reluctance to consider the theme of divine judgment. Our final hymn today, for example, contains the line, "Every eye shall now behold him, robed in dreadful majesty." Death, judgment, heaven and hell have been traditional themes for Advent meditation. But the characteristic note of Advent is expectation, as much as if not more so than penitence that is to the fore in Lent. Church decorations at this time of year are simple, and as in Lent, purple is the traditional liturgical colour, symbolising the repentance aspect of Advent. But purple is also the colour of royalty, demonstrating the anticipation and reception of the coming King, celebrated during Advent. In the Northern Hemisphere, the Advent season falls at the darkest time of the year, and the natural symbols of darkness and light are powerfully at work through Advent and Christmas. The custom of lighting candles on an Advent wreath came to Britain from Northern Europe in the 19th century, and it's now a common practice. Here at St. Finian's, we always light the Advent candles at the start of our morning services. A global pandemic and the anticipation of Christmas being under commercial pressure has perhaps made it harder to sustain the appropriate sense of alert watchfulness in this season. But the fundamental Advent prayer remains, Maranatha, O Lord, come. So as we think of all the preparations that different people made for the coming of our Saviour, today on this Advent Sunday, as we light the first candle in our Advent wreath, we're going to be thinking about the patriarchs. As we light the candles in our Advent wreath, we remember the preparations which God our Father made for the coming of his Son into the world. Today is the first Sunday in Advent. We remember how God spoke to Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and David, and told them of the Messiah who was to come. Abraham was promised that through his descendants, all the world would be blessed. Isaac was told, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Moses looked forward to the one who would be raised up to take his place as the leader of the people. David knew that a king would follow him who would reign forever. So today, as we light this first candle, we remember Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and David, and like them, we look forward to the coming Messiah. People of God, prepare. God above all, maker of all, is one with us in Christ. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And now the choir are going to sing verses 5-8 of the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
It is time for us to wake out of sleep, for deliverance is nearer to us now than it was when first we believed. It is far on in the night. Day is near. Let us therefore cast off the deeds of darkness and put on our armor as soldiers of the light. The grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. Friends, we enter today the solemn season of Advent in which the Church bids us prepare to celebrate the coming of Christ, a coming that we recall in the child of Bethlehem, a coming that we experience in the gift of his Spirit, in the bread of the Eucharist, in the joy of human lives that are shared, a coming we await for when God gathers up all things in Christ. So let us celebrate the coming of the light in our music, and let us hear again in the words of the Scriptures the story of God's loving purpose in our creation and redemption. Let us bring to mind the goodness of God in calling the creation into his light, his mercy in Christ Jesus in drawing us from the darkness of sin, and his grace in his Holy Spirit working in us to bring us to him. And as we turn towards the light, let us have on our hearts all those who see no light, for whom all is darkness and despair. Let us pray that they too may be illumined by Christ, who is our light. Amen. And so we pray together the collect for Advent Sunday. Almighty God, Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The snake deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the snake, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Here ends our first reading. Now we're going to hear the choir sing Psalm 2, and the words will appear on the screen. Our second reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning to read at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Here ends our second reading. And now we hear the hymn, Hills of the North, Rejoice. Our third reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, beginning to read at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born,
To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Here ends our third reading. The choir will now sing the anthem, How Beautiful Upon the Mountains. Our fourth reading is from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, beginning to read at verse 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Here ends our fourth reading. And now we hear the hymn, Hark, What a Sound. Our fifth reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Here ends our fifth reading. And now the choir will sing the anthem, Zion at thy shining gates.
Thank you.
Our Gospel reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 3rd chapter, beginning to read at the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Here ends our Gospel reading. And now we hear the hymn, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. Let us pray. As we think of the importance of being prepared to welcome our Saviour, we pray for your church in this place and across the world on this Advent Sunday. O God, you sent your Son into the world to be the Saviour of all who believe, and promised that he will come again to be our judge. Increase in us the attitude of watchfulness and prayer, so that we may always be ready to meet him, with our lamps trimmed and burning, and our lives active in his service, to the glory of your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, in your mercy,
The season of Christmas lies ahead of us, and so in faith we set out on the road to Bethlehem to see the thing that has happened. Lead each one of us on our journey and kindle in our hearts a spirit of expectancy. And may we not rest until we bow in wonder and adoration before the child of Mary, the everlasting Son of the Father, and sing glory to God in the highest. Amen. We pray today for the leaders of the nations of the world, seeking to lead their people through this pandemic. And so, Lord, we pray for all medical and scientific advisors, and we pray for wise counsel for the leaders of the nations as they make difficult decisions to keep people safe. We pray for unity and cohesion, and we pray also for the financial assistance required to protect employment and businesses, and those who are unable to work through illness or the downturn in the economy. And so, Lord, we pray for your help in these difficult days. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we continue to pray for all who are finding this season particularly difficult to navigate. We pray for our young people studying in colleges and universities, unable to attend lectures together and mix as they normally would, remembering especially those away from home for the first time, those who perhaps have to isolate, and all who are recovering from coronavirus. We pray too today for businesses awaiting those crucial financial packages during another lockdown. We pray for those making painful and difficult decisions about staffing and redundancies and struggling to stay trading. We pray also today for all in nursing homes and those who care for them, for family unable to visit as they normally would. We pray too for all who are awaiting surgery and undergoing treatment of any kind in these difficult days. We also remember those who have been bereaved. And we pray especially today for Vicky Pierce and the Mays family circle on the death of Vicky's father. And we pray for the Sharp family circle as they prepare for Wynne's funeral service on Tuesday coming. We pray that these families might know your comfort and strength in their time of loss. And in a moment of quietness, let us bring before God any who are particularly in our thoughts and on our minds as we tune into this service today, and we bring them into the healing presence of Almighty God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. The choir are now going to lead us in the anthem, People Look East. We bow our heads for God's blessing. May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you, gladden your hearts, and scatter the darkness from before you. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Our closing hymn today is the powerful Advent hymn, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending.
Thank you.
Please enjoy the closing organ voluntary.